أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولئك جزاؤهم أن عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون. In the previous ayats we read, where Allah explains those people who become murtad, that is, they accept Islam, the nur of Islam enters them, and after that they renegade, they turn away again from Islam. And there were two types in that, that is, the one type that makes tawbah again, comes back into the fold of Islam, and the other remain like that and they die in that way. Also, we explained, and there are other types of murtads also, that a person becomes a murtad but his own intention. Na'udhu billah, he says he gives up Islam, he's no more a Muslim. And the other is that he doesn't say that, but his certain actions, certain words, takes him out of the fold of Islam. And in that case, many times a person does not even know about it. He's still carrying on making namazes also, but iman has left him already. The gunas he has committed, but that iman has left him. So we have to be very careful, and especially today, when deen has become, in fact, a thing of making a joke and mocking at deen. This is a very, very dangerous thing, and which turns a person out of the fold of Islam. And especially on our phones, we get messages about a joke about anything about deen. Istihza about deen, making a joke about the smallest thing of deen, is also kufr. It lands a person out of the fold of Islam. In the same place, istighfaf with deen. Taking a deeny matter as light, it's not important, it's not necessary, just taking it as a light thing, that also turns a person out of the fold of Islam. We get such messages on our phone, and just a smile also to ourselves, but like acknowledging what is enjoying that joke of kufr, that takes us also out of the fold of Islam. And much more worse than that is to forward that to anyone. Wherever it is, we just want to also share it with somebody, that is much more worse also. So anyway, all this, may Allah protect us all from this irtidat, becoming murtad. And today it is so common in the world, the Arab world, it has become very common, unfortunately. Similarly, in India, our Muslim girls are going out, marrying Hindu boys and also giving up Islam. All these things are very, very serious, and the consequences are very serious for the akhirat. And like that universally, and these people put it on the internet and advertise that we have left Islam. So the punishment for that now, in this ayat Allah Ta'ala explains, أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ أَيْسَ لُوْغُوْ كِي سَزَا يَهِ. The punishment for such people is this, أَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ, کہ ان پر لعنت ہے اللہ کی. That the curses of Allah Ta'ala are upon those people. The curse of Allah means to be removed from the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And consequently we see that almost every person, if not then every second person, suffering from depression, tension. That is, we are out of the mercy of Allah. We have got no sukoon, no chain. All the time we are perplexed, we are in anxiety. And all types of tablets just increases that and gives birth to other diseases. The way out of all this is to make tawbah and to return from Allah. Those conditions are from Allah Ta'ala. And today everyone has got all big, big problems. All the time he's confused, he's in depression, he's got anxiety. That is the lanat of Allah. Wal malaikati, or farishto ki. And also the farishtas make lanat, curse that person. There are other people who the farishtas make dua for him. How fortunate aren't those people. And then by these type of gunas, the farishtas are also cursing such people. وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ Or logo ki sabki, and all of mankind also. Because everyone, whoever, any person will say, who brings disaster to mankind, who brings chaos amongst people, who cause destruction, they also say the curses of Allah upon such people. But the sad part is that many people themselves are involved, they are making curses upon themselves when they are doing all the steps of guna. Yeah, in this ayat it has been referred to irtidar, that is people who give up Islam, who renegade from Islam. In the second supara, similar curses have been mentioned for those people who conceal the truth and who don't speak out against the truth. For them also the serious curses have been mentioned in the second supara. So people themselves also curse. All people will be angry for those who cause rains not to come, for those who cause things to become expensive and not to be able to get basic necessities. Every person, Muslim, non-Muslim, will curse such a person. But many are cursing themselves, they are the cause of it. And we don't understand that what is the cause. That is to break the laws of Allah Ta'ala and to go against the commands of Allah, that causes it. So Allah's curses, the malaika's curses, and all of mankind's curses on such a people, so how can that person ever find his way out from problems and difficulties? We can open as many rehab centers as we want to, and there also the treatment is also in the wrong way. That makes them even worse. There is no success rate in that also. And we can have as many psychiatrists as we want to, and the psychiatrists themselves commit suicide. As it is at the moment, there's Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, he is a psychiatrist, he himself has committed suicide. So suicide among the people who are trying to save others, they themselves committing suicide. Or that because we are looking for the solution where it isn't. And what is the solution? We are totally against it. And what is the cause of it all? We are for that all the time. So how can we come out of this problem? And these curses of Allah, Allah says further, is not only a matter of this dunya, khalidina fiha. Hamisha rahenge usme. These people will be always in this problem. And in the qabr, it's just going to be accelerated. Worse it will be in the qabr. And on the day of Qiyamah, even worse. And the worst will be in Jahannam, where it will be forever and ever. لا يخفف عنهم العذاب نا هلكا هوگا ان سے عذاب. The punishment will never be made lighter for those people. ولا هم ينظرون اور نا ان کو فرصت ملے. And they won't get any respite also. That for a little while, okay, the punishment will be taken away. It will just carry on all the time, and it will become worse and worse all the time. So these are terrible gunas, especially where Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that Allah's curses on those people, the malaika and the people. Those gunas, we should be very careful and not fall, stay far, far away from those gunas. Otherwise, a person just falls into all these problems and difficulties, and the azab of Allah Ta'ala in his whole life, yeah, worse when it comes to his maut, and then in the qabr, then on Qiyamah Day, and then may Allah protect us all forever in Jahannam. So the way is that a person makes tawbah, it comes back to Allah Ta'ala, and those doors of tawbah are left open for everyone until his clear signs of what does not come on him. So a person should turn in that direction and to get the heart to incline towards tawbah and understand these talks. Otherwise, these talks don't make sense to many people also. The wrong talks make lot of sense to them. And the right talks don't make any sense. For which Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, when people regard poison as medicine, and medicine as poison, فَالْمُشْتَكَى إِلَى اللَّهِ then there is only one way that we complain to Allah and we ask Him for His help. When people's condition have deteriorated to such an extent that they take the wrong as right and the right as wrong, and they are adamant about that, then we only can beg and seek help from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah save us all. Let us understand the Quran is our guiding light, and we learn and to practice the Quran and follow on its teachings. In that way we will get all goodness of this dunya, a peaceful life, a life with Allah's help and tranquility and peace from Allah Ta'ala. At the time of maut, and much more in the qabr, and much more on the day of qiyamah, and unlimited sources of it in Jannah forever. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.